The following presentation involves three friends who get together and talk confidently about topics they know nothing about.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, no, no. This is a good argument. If someone is so passionate about something so dumb, it is your duty as a normal person.
His eyes just lit up.
It's his duty.
Welcome to the podcast.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Can I just jump in here?
As you wish.
I've decided that I'm going to be the intelligent one on this podcast because I know the most about everything.
Your love of the halflings, Leaf, has clearly slowed your mind.
I mean, these people are not audio people at all. They have no idea. Until they let me actually run the show here, I'm kind of just letting them talk.
Are you talking to us?
No, we're rolling, yeah, so continue.
I don't know. Now that the mics are on, I don't really want to talk.
A little fight now. I like that.
Throughout my day, I mean, honestly, I hate most people.
Now, get excited.
I am very excited. I am always excited.
Here they are, stupid fat hobbits.
Welcome, peasants, to the Stupid Fat Hobbits podcast. I'm Chris, here with Johnny and Pat, as usual.
Welcome. I thought we were only doing the one thing for season two. Are we now welcoming together?
But no, I thought we switched off for every week.
I thought it was like a knowing glance.
But Johnny already said welcome, so you can't double welcome.
I can double welcome.
You can't
double
welcome.
Yes, I can. That's season one two. It's one demerit. One season, two seasons, one welcome, two welcomes. And then and then for season three, you welcome again after.
Should we do a practice run of that?
Maybe we should do a poll of how many welcomes people like. Like, do they feel welcomed after one, or do they want another welcome?
Also, this is a very early welcome. Typically, we banter, then we welcome.
That's
but
true.
We welcomed initially here.
What if they just hate us saying welcome at all? Like, welcome to what?
The podcast.
They're already listening. Yeah. They don't need to be welcomed. If anything, they need to welcome us into their earbuds.
Like, I agree. They're not coming to us. We're coming to them.
Yeah. Should we leave a blank spot for people to say welcome from home? <Yeah. laughs>
Wait, we should get people on. If people like this idea, we should have them welcoming us to our podcast.
Or how about this? Maybe from now on, and we'll debate this. I'm not sure we'll do this, but we do the welcome where I say welcome to the podcast, Johnny or Pat says welcome, and then we pause for you guys at home to take videos of yourself listening to the podcast and then say welcome and send them to us. So we have all these videos of people sending us them welcome.
It's just a vortex of welcomes.
It's just going to turn into some weird cult. We have all these followers saying welcome.
The welcome.
Welcome.
Well, welcome.
That's
welcome.
Our seat. That's our seat. How did I know he was going to do it?
Well, I can't. I mean, crap, I dropped my phone.
That's very unprofessional.
Wow. It is unprofessional. But, you know, not every podcast welcomes people. And I don't like that. I think we need to welcome our guests.
Every podcast I've listened to has welcomed.
The irony is you both welcome and thank. Did you know that? Usually it's a tiki-taka situation. One person welcomes, the other person thanks, but we are welcoming and thanking.
Yeah, we're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Right. We're like welcoming them in. No, they welcome. They should thank us. It's the whole other way around.
Wait, so we still welcome, but they thank?
No, they do both.
But what if you invite someone over to your home and say, oh, welcome. Thank you for coming.
No. The person coming in says, thank you for having me.
Well, that's the response to thank you for coming.
But the polite way is for both people to say thank you, but the right way, the intellectual way, is the person who actually needs to say thank you says thank you.
I suppose the thank you for having me comes first, typically, right? It's our time to go. Thank you so much for having us over. Oh, thanks for coming. Not a problem at all. Like, you're more than welcome.
If you stepped into the threshold.
I don't know. I kind of disagree.
Obviously, the problem is we don't know who's stepping into whose home with regard to this. They're stepping into our show, but
like,
we're stepping
into
their ears.
We would never thank Pat for having us over because we don't give a shit.
This is true. Pat's point, though, is confusing. I think that's a little bit too, it's more of a philosophical question. Like, whose home are we stepping into when we do this podcast?
Who knew etiquette could be so fascinating?
I don't know. But let's can it for now.
I like that. I thought that was supposed to be a pun, but I don't think it is.
Johnny made a pun about cans, like, weeks ago, but...
Was that a pun?
I think that was in the...
That was not a pun.
No, that was the Cash Is Just Cashier episode. Johnny said, let's just can it.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Wasn't it? I think it was.
I believe that was.
That does not count as a demerit, by the way, because you brought it up.
Reference. Anyway.
Anyways. Thanks so much for listening. Regardless of whether Johnny and Pat think you should be thanked for that. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. So much is happening. So much is happening in the Stoop of the Hobbits world. We released on Wednesday. We released our merch store, so you can now go purchase Stupid Fat Hobbits t-shirts, tank tops, long sleeve tees. And honestly, if there's anything up there that you don't see that you want, send us a message and we'll make it for you. Like, honestly, we don't have many qualms with
creating random things. So
yeah, you want onesies for babies? Heck, we'll make a Stupid Fat Hobbits onesie. Not a problem.
You want some socks?
We can make some socks.
We're also buying thousands of them on our own to make our numbers look better. So is that fraud?
I don't know, but I've spent at least $2,000 on merch alone.
I mean, it's not fraud because we're losing $15.
We have no one to pitch our podcast.
No, but in all seriousness, you know, please go check out the merch store. We appreciate every single purchase. Every single dollar that gets spent there that we make goes to producing the show. So we appreciate everybody's support, and we hope that people, like the designs we have up there, and if not, we'll redo them. But also, we just appreciate people going on there and supporting us, because what we do is so much fun, and we want to be able to keep doing it. So thank you for checking that out. With that being said, the t-shirts for those who won t-shirts and will not have to pay a single dime are in. So you will be getting those very, very shortly. We're going to be shipping those out probably this weekend, if not next week. So you'll get them in a few days, probably by the end of next week. And you'll have your free SFH t-shirt. If you want to see what it looks like, you can go onto our Instagram page at SFH_podcast and take a look at what they look like. So I think they turned out pretty well. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they are fantastic t-shirts.
Super comfy too. Also, quick shout out here to for Anthony, long listener Anthony, sent us a message about having a podcast subtitle. I thought this was kind of funny. He says, you should do nominations and put up a poll for a podcast subtitle. He gave a couple options. One was SFH, a little late to be trimming the verge.
I think.
Another one he had was SFH, sounds like orc mischief to me.
That's pretty good.
I think
good.
That one fits a bit more. That's totally what we are.
Yeah, I like that one.
What would you guys come up with if you had to come up with a subtitle?
There are like so many decent
options. Put us on
options.
The spot, would you?
I'm trying to think about like Hobbit related things, you know, since that's what the title is. But
abandon your post, flee for your lives.
SFH, just a little bit off the flank.
Wait, that's really good. SFH, just a little bit off the flank, because we are a little different. We don't do things as a...
And if you just want a mouthful, just a bite, listen to that episode.
SFH,
you
know? Salted pork.
I do like that idea. I think we should have an official motto or
the subtitle. The closer you are to danger, the farther you are from harm.
Yeah.
SFH, if I take one more step. Yeah, well, let us know. We could throw up a poll and see what people think our subtitle should be. Who knows? Maybe we'll throw it in the t-shirt if it's really good.
If you can't tell, Chris just really wants to sell t-shirts.
Stupid Fat Hobbits? I am no man. Oh, God. All right. I'll stop thinking.
Or SFH. Never heard of a hobbit before. But I digress. Let's get into our content for this week. Should we do a review the review?
Sure.
Guys, we haven't read a review in a while. Let's bring it over.
Let's go over to the content guy, me, and I will read.
That is such bullshit.
One of our good reviews from Bakers Without Borders.
So settle in, grab your drink of choice.
Bakers Without Borders.
I think this is our listener, Mike. I think this is Michael, an old friend. and here we go. I laughed. I cried. It was better than Cats.
It's not saying much.
Don't listen to this podcast. The only true crime you'll find here is that you'll laugh so you cry. 1 out of 10 for labored impressions. 2 out of 10 for Lord of the Rings knowledge. 3 out of 10 for regrettable puns. Comes to a grand total of 13.5 out of 10 in my book.
No, his math's terrible there, but we did get over 100% approval rating.
This was a pretty creative one from our friend, the baker, who obviously just needs to find a place to live in. Or maybe he doesn't want a place to live in because do you think he wants borders or he's mad that all the borders are gone? Wait, that's the same thing.
I think he's trying to tell us that, like, he bakes without restrictions.
Oh, so he's not...
Whoa, does he burn?
What?
I did not. What?
You guys haven't seen The Real Bros of Simi Valley?
Does he...
Without restrictions, I don't know what that is. Burn? Are you going to go off on some tangent about something we don't know? Also, if you don't know what
burning means, I mean...
Oh.
Just, like...
Okay.
Does he burn?
But I don't like, see...
Clearly, Pat and Johnny do not burn, so...
I know what burning means, but is that you said it right after restrictions? So I don't understand the reference to the ganja here.
Because bakers without borders, he bakes without restrictions. Bakes without restrictions.
Why would you not be allowed to smoke while baking?
It's not a direct.
Chris is going off the plan like the play like getting baked.
Baked, yeah, like.
Oh,
but no one says people who smoke weed are bakers.
No, but it's subtle. It's trying to like bakers. Go underneath the radar without getting caught by, you know, the Virginia regulations.
And now welcome to a new segment of season 2 called Johnny Rates These Guys' Puns. That was a 1 out of 10. Not doing well so far.
That's good. That's right within the 3 out of 10 threshold, which is our overall pun rating from Michael.
Not too bad then.
We should try and raise it.
I like how like our ratings are gonna from now on be like 1 out of 10 for this, 2 out of 10 for this, grand total 15 out of 10.
They may not be logical, but they're heartfelt and well. That's what received. I love
about our podcast. The sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Exactly. Wait, what does that mean?
The sum of the parts is. What's the phrase?
Yeah,
there?
No, that's actually that's right. That works. You're basically saying all the listeners are better than all the listeners.
So isn't it the sum of the parts is greater than the individual parts?
That's just
the individual parts are greater than the whole.
Yeah.
No,
you're saying each person on their own are fantastic.
Yeah, but there's a phrase here that is escaping me.
I know. It's unfortunate because you are not going to find it. So I think we should move on. I agree. An around the table topic, which I don't know how we've gotten away from this, but I like to argue and yell at you guys.
Classic.
Okay. Because you guys are always wrong. And you don't know how to speak correctly, and Johnny is a coward and a snitch. So
thank you. Finally somebody says it. God. Yeah, let's do it around the table. Around the end table.
Around the table.
AT&T around the end table.
Around the table.
Around the table.
ATT, pass it around.
ATT. I don't get to defend myself here?
No defending.
All right, we will have words later.
This is my question. Okay. So Chris and I, when I was living here in our official quarantine, had a little scuffle over how you hang toilet paper on the holder.
Oh my gosh.
Does it go over or under? I guess my question is really, does it matter? Not which way is better, but does it matter?
Yes.
And why?
If you don't know why, I'm not sure I can actually convince you.
No, short-term answer, no, it does not matter.
You're already going at this from the wrong angle. Your implication that I am dumb is not going to help you convince me to the other side.
Here's my argument, all right? when you put toilet paper over, right, it's always clear, extremely clear where the end of the toilet paper is. You can see it because the way it hangs and the way you pull it, it's never going to be like obscured by the roll itself. When you have toilet paper underneath, it is almost 100% of the time, you cannot visually see where the end of that toilet paper is. So you're always fishing underneath, trying to find the end. And because the toilet paper wrapped up so tight, it's very difficult to find. And it just causes hassle.
I'm going to say this. I literally have never run into that problem. I can always find the toilet paper with ease under. And I also like it because it hides and it keeps the toilet paper symmetrical. You don't have any sort of like hanging, you know, piece in front. It's like an aesthetic.
But, okay. It just hangs off the back and stay closer to the wall where all the spray goes. Here's my thing is, it's not wrong.
What's spray? What's spray?
What's going on with you in the bathroom?
Watch the video of flushing a toilet and the amount of...
the particles.
Particles.
Yeah, but wouldn't it,
but wouldn't what does it, that have to do with the toilet paper?
Coated more if it was facing the toilet?
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of like toothbrushes get like poop particles on them if you leave them on the sink.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't know. Forget it. But my point is, it's not wrong.
I love how to we just kept going past that. It's just like a nasty revelation. Anyway, yeah, go.
So it's not wrong to hang it either way, but the correct way is forward. You can look up the U.S. patent for this.
Yeah.
When the toilet paper roll was first invented, and it is going over. Forward.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Pat?
I was going to say the reason I like it underneath is because, like, a pulling motion with your underarm is much easier than, like if someone has torn it so closely that it's over top but it's just laying on the toilet paper, you have to, like, go overhand and, like, kind of peel it off. Whereas if it's underneath, you can do an underhand pull, which is much easier. However, if you're over the top, I think it's easier to rip with one hand. Which is easier to rip with one hand?
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
100%. Because if it's under, you might actually just pull the whole roll out if you mess up. If it's over, you're just pulling to the side.
It's all about leverage, as Jack Sparrow would say.
Okay.
Leverage is the key there. And you don't get any leverage with it hanging underneath because your momentum is always a little bit downwards. When it's over the top, it's a more difficult leverage, or it's a more like...
Okay. So I agree. Leverage. I agree. Just want to say
Orlando Bloom said the leverage quote first, not Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Big deal.
It is a big deal. Like you were wrong. Correct. So let's just stop and a moment of silence to enjoy the fact that Chris is wrong. I think that's long enough. Okay. I agree that over the top is probably the correct way, but since I have no personal preference, it doesn't really change anything. When someone like you has to have it over the top, then I will decide to put it under.
I will do the same thing. If someone is that passionate about it, I will just mess with them at that point. Because it doesn't matter.
No. This is a good argument. If someone is so passionate about something so dumb, it is your duty to mess with a normal person.
His eyes just lit up.
It's his duty.
Anyway.
Back to writing puns with Johnny.
It's too bad that the unintentional puns are the best ones. 4 out of 10.
That's pretty good. That's better than my last one. Thank you. Thank you. But okay.
But it's your duty to mess with
people
like
wrong.
You.
I mean, literally, once Pat realized this, it happened 2 or 3 times between when he left and when I kicked him out, or between when he was here and when he left.
I left him.
I would just like go into the restroom and notice that he had flipped it, or like he'd be up late playing like Call of Duty or something. I'd be fast asleep, right? And I would wake up the next morning and walk into the bathroom and boom, toilet paper flipped upside down. Just like a dagger into my side, just knowing that I was going to look at it and get rageful.
Yeah, I would absolutely
like,
do that
too.
How
dare you? How dare you turn that in my sleep?
It's all about acts of subterfuge, you know?
You can't just make up words.
That's a real world.
That's a real world. All right, well, enough of the toilet paper talk. You guys want to do a little, do you have what it takes to be an intellectual?
You want to do that?
Well, I was thinking that I haven't been quizzed in like, I think I was only quizzed once.
The truth comes out. Chris still yearns.
He does.
Spark is still within. Look,
deep down, he's really hurt. He never got it, and a guest got it before he did.
Johnny got it. Betsy got it. Look, I can do this. I just want a second chance. Like, you have to give me a second chance.
I mean, if you
That's fine.
If you want to try, but I mean,
I want to try.
If it ends poorly, it's not our fault.
Look, yeah,
I will try again.
Look, yeah.
I mean, your test was pretty easy the last time. It was about World War II, and you got one question correct, I think.
Whatever.
As an intellectual, I seek to lift people up to my level. But when you have questions like, What was the best fighter jet? And he said bomber.
Yeah.
It hurts. But I'll give you a chance. Let's do this.
I misinterpreted that question, not to defend myself too much, but like,
to be fair, you also said on D-Day they paratrooped into Berlin.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. My World War II knowledge is limited. So like,
it is limited.
Don't nail me for that.
Which is sad. Fine. No, you should be nailed. Also, just as a very, very, very intellectual thing, the word fighter jet. That word is kind of like a misnomer for World War II because they didn't have fighter jets until the very end. The Germans had a fighter jet, which I think they only produced on like a limited scale. I don't really know the technicalities of what makes a jet, but it didn't exist in World War II.
I care about what you're saying as much as you care about toilet paper being.
And the reason
down
you don't care about
up.
What I'm saying is because you thought a plane's name was the bomber.
Okay, whatever. Can we get into it here? Do you have what it takes to?
I really want to get into it, but I'm just imagining Chris is like a general in the army, and they have like this sick plane coming out, and they're like, "What do you want to name it?" And he's just like, "Wings, the bomber."
The flying thing.
Right, I'm so just
I'm being a little generous today. Here, we will now start. Do you have what it takes to be an intellectual?
Good luck.
This is Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Intellectual?
I'm smart.
He's smart. I'm giving you two categories to choose from.
Okay.
I'm giving you an advantage.
What?
Yeah.
You used to choose?
I mean,
some bullshit. That's fine.
They are.
So you can pick national parks, American national parks.
Okay, little Ron Swanson. Okay.
Or you can pick, again, American history. However, this is American history for middle schoolers. So this might be easier, but if you...
Well, here's my question for you first. If I nail the middle schoolers... American history.
Yeah.
If I nail it, does that actually get me intellectual status?
This is the tough thing.
Because I don't want to nail it and then you'd be like, well, it was for middle schooler. Well, see, joke's on you.
Intellectuality is not relative. However, if you can go above yourself, if you can go from common man to like a little bit better than common man, I can award it to you as, you know, because it's just for the night. It's an achievement on your side. However, at the same time, if you win, you are an intellectual, but it was just... I mean, there are some good questions. You're right. Probably going to do better at that than the national parks.
Oh, this is such a hard decision. I think that I'd rather embarrass myself with national parks than with American history for middle schoolers.
Wow.
Although the audience probably wants to hear me do middle schoolers more, right?
Yeah, probably. The national parks one is very, very specific.
All right, let's do... American history for middle school.
I just want to bring back our American Revolution song.
All right, we can bring it back. Let's do it.
It's 2 minutes, right, Johnny? You're able to lock that up on the phone. All right, most of these questions are going to be a little earlier American history.
It's fine.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Johnny, tell me when.
I am ready.
And let's go.
Wait, hang on. It's always the time starts now, and you didn't say that, so we have to stop and redo.
Okay. I started right when you said that.
The time starts now. Chris, which country sold the U.S. land in what is known as the Louisiana Purchase?
That would have been...
Johnny's raising his hand.
France.
Good, Chris. Which American general led the 7th Cavalry to their doom at the Battle of the Little Bighorn?
Robert E. Lee.
That is wrong. It was Custer. Which American statesman is known as the father of the Constitution?
Thomas Jefferson.
James Madison. What was the name of the theater where Lincoln was assassinated?
Ford Theater.
Good. Ford's Theater. That doesn't count.
Oh, no. Come on. Group Ford Theater.
Which group of Indians helped the Pilgrims survive at Plymouth?
Wichita.
The Wampanoag.
I knew it was a W.
How many people were killed in the Boston Massacre?
This is not middle school. The Boston Massacre, I'm going to say 7,000.
Five people, no.
There wouldn't have been 7,000 people in Boston.
A Boston Massacre, which famous American led the defense in the trial of the British soldiers?
Trial? John Adams.
Yeah, that was a good one. Actually, I'm shocked by that. What was the Seneca Falls Convention?
It was a convention over land, right? Property?
Women's rights. Where did the Oregon Trail begin?
Oregon!
Independence, Missouri. What crop is George Washington Carver most associated with?
Who the hell is George Washington Carver?
Are you kidding me? The Peanut Man?
George Washington?
No, this is a different guy.
All right,
he lived like 200 years later, 100 years later.
Peanuts.
Good, I just said it. Did he invent peanut butter? This is an ancillary question. I will ask, this is it. True or false, did he invent peanut butter?
No.
Yes or no? No, he did not invent peanut butter.
Yes. Good. Hey, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I thought he did actually okay.
Yeah.
Some of these were really bad. Like the Boston Massacre, you learn in like kindergarten.
Oregon Trail 7, started 000. In Oregon.
Custer, you should have known. Madison.
Custer
is
the big
known.
One. I was like,
I know custard.
That is heralded American general that you're befouling and besmirching.
I know,
with
ice
with
cream.
The name of a shitty dessert.
Oh, God. Well, he lost, didn't he?
He did.
So is he that big?
I mean, he's pretty famous. All right, so this is my thought. I will ask you one final question, and this will determine if you get your intellectual status.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
And I did this one actually because I thought Johnny would like it.
Ooh, interesting.
Which cavalry unit did Teddy Roosevelt serve in during the Spanish-American War? There are two options for this, actually.
Thank
they have
you.
A nickname,
say,
and then they have a official military name.
What? Which cavalry unit did...
I think if you don't get this right, it's not even that you're not an intellectual. I don't think you can call yourself a man.
Bull Moose.
I like the attempt. I know
it's a good attempt.
He knows Bull Moose. It's the Rough Riders or the First Volunteer Cavalry.
I'm sorry.
Rough
I'm
Riders
sorry.
Are pretty famous, though.
The Rough Riders.
Okay,
that's like
really
American
cool, guys.
Lore.
That's awesome. That's super cool that the Rough Riders are famous. Like. Whatever, okay? It does me no good to know that. I'm sorry, it just doesn't.
Well, you could have been an intellectual if you did.
Because you're a bunch of nerds sitting over here talking about U.S. history and
we're
bombers.
We're nerds because
and,
we're like,
and World War
you're the one talking about bombers.
Bombers were never mentioned.
I don't need this in my life. I don't need this criticism. As far as I'm concerned, I nailed that. I nailed
okay,
that quiz.
This is what I'll decide because American history obviously seems to be a weak link in your brain sphere. So I'll let you pick the topic next time and then I will search for questions. Or we can compromise on a topic.
No, it can never be something I decide. It has to be brought up naturally.
Well, it could be if you decide it will make it very, very hard questions.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, do
my
you
point
think
is,
you did?
If honestly, no, I don't think I did well enough to get intellectual.
I don't think you did either. Do you think this is like an honor system where you're like, what grade? What
you know,
grade
you
do
tried
you think
your best.
You should get?
I thought you were about to ask me whether or not I thought I did well enough to.
No, I thought it was very clear that you did not deserve intellectuality.
Well, can you make the final proclamation so it's.
I dub thee not an intellectual. Maybe one day. Would you have, like, maybe literature, like philosophy? Political
I probably,
theory, maybe?
I could probably do well at that.
Maybe music?
Oh,
or like Hollywood type stuff?
Hollywood?
It's really not intellectual, though. That's the problem. We could get intellectual.
Music
with
is
music.
Intellectual.
Yeah.
I could,
well,
I
you could
get
do
music
intellectual
well.
With film. I could ask you about, like, you know, the really
Zimmer.
Crappy. I could ask you about Terrence Malick.
Yeah, because I know who that is.
Well, there we have it.
Amazing.
Not a shocking result there.
Well, let us know whether you think I did well or not. Those of you listening, I'm afraid to hear the answer to that. So, as always, we'll make a poll. We'll see how did Chris do in his intellectual contest. Yada yada yada. Well, now that I've done my time, I think it's time for you guys to do your time.
That's fair.
Which means,
Wait, but first,
yeah,
I think we should take a little. Canter banter baby shanter down on to Johnny's Corner.
Yeah, Johnny's Corner. Real quick. Johnny, what do you got going on?
At a quick thought.
Johnny's Corner.
Johnny's Corner.
It's my fucking corner, guys. I'm sorry, and I apologize, had the exact same meaning unless you're at a funeral.
What?
And now you can think... So think on that for a week.
Time to do best. Quotes. Lord of the Rings impersonation contest. Let's do it.
It's time for the Lord of the Rings impersonation contest.
Let's do it.
I'm going to challenge you into a contest.
All right, Johnny, get your tens of thousands in, please.
Tens of thousands.
We can edit that out.
There is only one Lord of the Impersonations, and he does not share power.
All right. Lord of the Rings Impersonation Contest, Season 2. You guys ready?
Always.
Who would like to go first?
Always.
I'll go first, I guess.
This
is, so
is a quote from the King of Gondor, Aragorn. The quote is this: "My friends, you bow to no one."
My friends. You bow to no one.
All right, let's hear it.
My friends. You bow to no one.
I mean,
I could pretty clearly see Johnny like trying to lower his voice at the end and like cringing at
see,
the same
me,
time.
To me, oh, he didn't do jack shit to his voice there. He literally he went all for inflection and not at all. It sounded like Johnny saying, "My friends, you bow to no one," and like he was trying to read a script.
Hearing
of a play.
It as I talked, I realized, yeah, it sounded nothing like him.
It sounded nothing like him.
I mean, he got the inflections right though, because we're
the
not
inflections
get
are correct. Yeah, but. Is that that's not the important part? I think the important part is what do you sound like the character? Like, do you sound like Aragorn? All right, Pat, let's hear it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know what he sounds like. All right, if I was king and I was speaking to four hobbits, I speak with humility and love and respect, and also a tinge of humor because they're like these tiny,
you'd be
useless
the main event?
Little things. Yeah.
Like no king was before.
Is that like a Lion King reference?
Johnny's scale of puns rating here. I give that a 0.5.
There it is. The lowest pun rating so far.
But he wanted to be the main event.
0.3.
My friends, you bow to no one.
Oh, shit. The my friends you bow to no one was excellent.
That
the,
was
or, I'm sorry, the you bow to
you
no one was excellent. The my friends was a little the inflection was wrong.
But I tried to get like he means it so much. Like Johnny was just like my friends.
My friends, huh?
You bow to no one.
We got a lollipop kill, the lollipop kill. He did a Munchkin Aragorn.
Munchkin Aragorn.
So he's moved on from doing Pinocchio weird quotes to
Lion King,
Wizard of Oz now.
Yep.
Okay, well, that, I mean, I have the right to do that, so.
Wait, so do I win that one?
Yes. The final yeah, verdict, round one, goes to Pat Pacious. Well done, Pat. Well done. The second quote is a quote from Gandalf. What, I can't build suspense?
Well, you just said the second quote is a quote.
Yeah, and then I was
like, that's pretty self-explanatory.
From Gandalf.
I was not suspended at
all. Well, whatever. Okay, the second quote is a quote from Gandalf. The quote is this, Fool of a Took.
Wait, which one?
Come on, the famous one from when he's
when
in,
he drops the,
they're in the mines of Moria. He drops the bucket with the skull down the well. Fool of a Took.
He doesn't really say it in his deep voice. He says it in like the raspy voice.
Don't make me do it. I had an inkling to do it there.
The whisper. Fool of a Took.
The what?
The sound.
Hush, hush, came with the whisper.
What movie?
Gone with the Wind.
No.
Gone with the
Wind. He spent a year in silence.
Shrek.
To contemplate the sound of a whisper.
Oh.
Come on. Come on. One of the greatest movies ever made. Heath Ledger when he was young.
Oh, I didn't watch that movie, actually.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Not Knight's Tale?
A Knight's Tale.
Yeah, I never saw it. I heard it wasn't that good.
Oh, is the Knight's Tale the one where they, like, fight? Well done, my lord. Noble victory.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's a great movie.
You've not seen that?
Is that the one where they're fighting vigilantes in Gotham?
No, or no.
What?
It's like medieval.
That's you're thinking of Batman, bro.
That's that old Heath Ledger movie.
You're thinking of Batman, dude.
Yeah, I do know A Knight's Tale. I just haven't seen it.
Okay.
Should I watch it?
Movie night after this.
Okay,
yes.
Moving on.
Sorry, you can cut all that out.
I think that was actually mildly entertaining to me. Oh, just had a heart palpitation.
So
Chris, any day now.
Fool of a Took.
I'm not the one giving the quote.
Do you want to go first this time? Since I went first last time.
Sure. I don't remember what the line is though.
Fool of a Took.
Fool of a Took.
Are you serious?
That's how he says it. He whispers it.
That was 15.
Well, okay.
We just heard it. That's not what he. It's not how he sounds.
I didn't.
You weren't
thought,
paying attention, were you?
No. Okay, so Pippin drops the little thing, bing, bing, bang, bong, bong, and then he cringes and like, and then
he's got the book. Remember?
Oh, he's got the book. Oh, wait. How do you make a book closing sound? If only you had a book in your apartment, but you don't read. Fool of a took. I don't know how he says it.
That was better. That was better.
That's not how Gandalf talks.
Pity clap. Pity clap. All right, Johnny.
Fool of a took. I just got it.
Fool of a took.
There it is.
Put yourself in next time.
Oh, extra credit.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Wait.
Yeah, what's up?
Actually, we've never gotten extra credit.
Well, I'm giving it. That,
yeah.
His Fool of a Took was actually quite bad. But
that was the best part of it.
It was way better than mine. I just literally said Fool of a Took. Yeah.
But his second part was actually quite good. So, hiccups. Johnny wins the second round, and we are deadlocked in a 1-1 tie. The final quote is this from Gimli.
He does the same like three people over and over again. You have no creativity or perspective.
Okay, I'll branch out more, but these are good quotes. We have to get to the main quotes.
Gimli.
Certainty of death, small chance of success. What are we waiting for?
Certainty of death, small chance of success. What are we waiting for?
It's more sing song.
Well, that's the quote, so you got to do it like Gimli does it. Let's hear it, Johnny.
All right.
Certainty of death, small chance of success. What are we waiting for?
That's pretty good.
That was excellent. Yeah.
Thank you. I tried
well
my
done.
Best.
I guess there are no forfeits, right? Because you want me to embarrass myself?
No forfeits. You have to compete.
All right.
For the sake of.
Shart. How do you get that guttural? I can only do it. Trill. I can't
really?
Do the trill
can't
anymore.
Can't do the trill anymore.
Can you roll your R's?
I cannot.
You can't try and roll your R's. Say like... Say like tree.
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 I can't do that.
Certainty of death. Small chance of success. What are we waiting for?
What the hell was that?
Quite frankly, no.
And yeah, I thought that, there was a small chance of success.
Yeah. Certainty of death, 100%. With that, winner of the LLC Arm Brace Nation contest goes to Johnny.
Thank you.
Two out of three, took it home, brought it home with Gimli.
Do you have to keep clapping for him? Like, I feel like that's just kind of rubbing salt in the wound.
It's honor. It's
yeah,
my
he
honor.
He knows he's won. It's your honor?
It's honorable to do so.
No, I clap him.
Whatever.
And I, in turn, clap back and thank
for the effort, right? Yeah. That's noble in defeat, noble graceful victory. In victory.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. As always, we are going to end this episode with the cap of mishap, but I have a confession to make.
Unfortunately, we've had a bit of a mishap.
This piece of shit.
And by that, look, not a piece of shit.
Look, he did not do his punishment slash challenge for the week.
How am I supposed to read a book in one night and
no
write
excuse.
A book in four?
No excuse. No excuse.
Week. No, but it was read the book in one night and write a book report for the next day. So
was
like,
not read a book in
no,
one night?
No, it was the whole week.
Yeah, I think you had the whole week. I think now Wednesday, you're trying to make Wednesday. Excuses.
That was unclear in the whatever. Anyways, they have something planned for me.
So since he refused, not refused, just failed to do this punishment, he will now pick twice.
Oh, I have to pick two.
You
separate...
are picking now two punishments to do in 1 week.
Good God.
Yeah, you have to do them both in 1 week now because you.
And if you don't do them, you're off the podcast for a week. And we will find you a replacement.
That is a good punishment. That, yeah. If
you don't do these two mishaps, you are cut off for a week. You're
almost don't want to do them because that would be an absolute disaster.
No, you still have to sit there and edit and do everything. You just can't say a word. You don't get a mic. You have to sit there and listen. You can't say anything.
All right.
And you're the end of the episode.
Deal. I will do them this week.
All right.
Let's get the cap out.
Cap of mishap. Here we go.
The cap of mishap!
Dun dun dun!
Ra ra ra!
Death, plague, suffering.
The cap of mishap!
You can decide if you want to do these two or the book report and one of them. Is that
fair? I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Gives you the choice, but you're still punished for your malfeasance.
Yeah, so did I pick one at one time?
No, just pick both and read them both.
Yeah, pick both.
But read them one at a time, yeah.
I don't like that one.
Come on.
Okay. All right. I got my two. And really, I got my three, if you think about it. The first one is... This is so long. Okay, replace every picture in your living space.
Oh, this one's good.
With pictures of our faces.
Meaning Pat and Maya's face.
You have to look at them for a week. I have to put every image I have in here, I have to image.
We made a caveat for the living space, right?
Well, you have a lot of pictures out there, and you have to put our picture over every single one of those for an entire week.
That's all you see. Okay, for those of you who don't know, I have about 15 signed images of every Lord of the Rings character out there. So
nerd.
the actors that were in Lord of the Rings, I have signed images of all of them out in my living space. I now have to cover that up with these two idiots' faces for a week.
Yes.
Do I have to be here?
Yes.
Yeah. Chris, think about it this way. Would you rather look at pictures of two great friends or look at pictures of like celebrities you don't even know?
Yeah,
you know?
I would rather look at Liv Tyler.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll allow it.
All right, the second one is... Replace a normal pasta dinner with cauliflower pasta? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, for a week. You can't eat pasta.
That is not
no, that
on
is,
this.
If you're having any pasta, you replace it with cauliflower
pasta. It doesn't say for a week.
The challenge is for a week. The punishment is for a week.
I just won't eat pasta for a week.
Good luck.
That's fine. You cannot eat pasta for a week. But if once you eat pasta, you have to make it with cauliflower. You have to do it at least once.
I will do it once and once only. All
so
right.
So you're taking cauliflower and this over book report.
No, I'm taking cauliflower in the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, in the words of the tipsy bartender. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be posting next week my redecorated living room, I suppose. And you will experience me eating cauliflower pasta. I don't even know where the hell I'm going to get cauliflower pasta.
And just...
That's part of the challenge.
Yeah. I just want to say, because this is still going to bother me, and they know I'm angry about this, that Chris is very happy that he's got away with the book report thing. And this is just a sign that you refuse to read. Refuse to read a book.
Part of me doesn't think he was punished enough.
I don't have a book.
No, he wasn't. He's now, we've replaced the really challenging one with two, like, mildly easy ones. And they help his health.
They're pretty mild. I'm pretty happy with it. But hey, no take
backs. They're making him a better person.
No take backs. Well, no take backs. Too.
Whatever. We'll just put the book one back into circulation. That's got to be a 5 out of 10. Come on.
That's a pretty good punishment.
4.3 out of 10.
Oh, back in the. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to Super Fat Hobbits Podcast. We appreciate the support. Remember, our merch store is up and running. Get a t-shirt today or a tank top for summer, perhaps. A lot of colors available. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at SFH_podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the same handle. All right, before we end, any shout-outs, guys? I got one. Thanks to Sean McCardle for listening. We appreciate it. Shout out to all of our t-shirt winners. You guys will get your t-shirts very, very soon. And quarantine is still kind of in effect, so we do have that challenge for another free t-shirt. Send us your best quarantine video. We've gotten a few in, but not going to release the winner of that contest till the quarantine is done. So
I would also like to shout out our international audience, a.k.a. my older sister living in Ireland, who has binge listened to the show over the last month on quarantine.
I was trying to figure out who lived in Ireland.
Yeah, she's been listening to them like every day. And she says that she's like she shares her house with like four or five other people. And she's just like walking around like giggling to herself. And she says like all her friends think she's like they're losing respect for her.
Well, maybe she should share it with them so they can listen as well.
I know.
And she's also being kinda lose greedy. Respect for themselves.
And then together they have all lost respect, so they respect each other again. All balanced.
Circle of life.
Indeed.
Exactly. Lion King.
Well, thanks again for listening. We will see you guys all next week.
Next week.
Ciao.
If you somehow enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram and give us a 5-star review on wherever you happen to find this podcast.
I know people like to make jokes about The Office just because it's like a popular show and people think it's like a personality thing, but it's a good show. It's a good show. And the song's good too. Depression? Isn't that just a fancy word for feeling bummed out? Dwight, you ignorant slut!